Yes, you was when you were a katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
We'll
come back from the session we've passed through. Right from the service we had first.
In
the worship and in the praise. As you know, it's done as good.
Most
done good to the God we worship and praise. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And be thanking for all the new people. Thank you for coming. We wish you the best, which come from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. We want to welcome you always, and the door is open to come unto the truth every day. Meet us and ask us that you've lacked in understanding, or that you need light upon of knowledge of the Word of God. We also thank God for all the testimonies.
Except
put angels of armies on in the midst to protect us in all that we've had the brethren pass through. The good when we come in the truth. God put for us armies of angels. And they move on stand on our side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Thank
him for all goodness he has done for us.
We
promise him in this generation. We too to stand manifesting the light of knowledge and the fragrance of knowledge of the Word of God. Bring it to smell in every place in the world. The children of God will feel the joy.
Satan
move on to cry and to be grieved together with his demons. Those are the fallen angels. We
were
meant to go see schemes of Satan unto God and unto his church. Remember that in Isaiah 14, from verse 9 to 17, Satan doesn't let captives go back home, their home in heaven.
So
now he made many schemes.
That
service we meant to get next,
but
we were promised to move ahead.
We
move on with the part one of the journey of heaven, and we are still seeing things in the brief summary in the rim below, made of this fourth created heaven, and we are still briefly seeing things there in the rim below, made of the fourth created heaven. Moving on, seeing concerning hell. Hell, the prison of God, and the bottomless pit found in the kingdom of the stars. We want to move on with hearing of the leaders of angels who work on death and hell. Praise Jesus much. Of the leaders of hell, the leaders of death and hell, who make 200 billions. Their image and their likeness, together with those punishments found in that place,
or
which are done in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to move on, and we know their appearance. The appearance of angels working in hell, together with the punishments down there. Then you move on all foundations to run, and you run from all unrighteousness that can inherit the kingdom of heavens. We've ended as we heard in the Revelation chapter 6, from verse 7 and 8. Let's read there, we hear.
Somere
okubikulirwa esuri yo mukaga olunyiri olwo musambu.
Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Boyabembula akabonera akokuna nempulira eddoboozi eliyekiramu ekyokunanga kyogera nti jangu. Olunyiri olwo munana nendaba era laba embalasi ya kyenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe nagenda naye.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He says that he saw and behold one sitting on a yellow horse, and his name is called Death, sin of the angel who shepherds the evil people. According to Psalms 49, from verse 12 to down, the shepherd of the evil people is called death together with the army of his angels, picking spirits from the bodies. If they find you not righteous, they give you to the one called hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Takes you in his place in hell. He does his works from the bottomless pit, and it's the prison of God where he imprisoned rebellious spirits. That's why Revelation 6 from verse 8 it says, and I saw one sitting on a yellow horse, and his name is called Death. One following him behind is called Hell. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to move on, get explained on the appearance on image and the likeness. These angels who work in hell, together with the punishments which happen there, that you can run quick and you save your life. Praise Jesus much.
There are
many things we preach surrounding the Bible. Most important, you are meant to first know. Bible says 100 in heaven, even 100 on earth. First prepares you to get the portion of things in heaven. Then you get those of the world. Doesn't refuse us to preach the gospel, which can tell you how you can get things on the world. Doesn't accept us front that gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the gospel of financing, gospel of promises which follow the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Those who preach things of the world, it's not to say it is the gospel, but those are the promises. Follow the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And we heard in Matthew 6 from verse 31 and to 33, that first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest I will add them to you. Now the truth is like this. Today to hear we preaching to you in this time what concerns hell, and we look to the image and the appearances, the angels working in hell together with punishments down there,
to
show you are meant to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And these,
need,
these are additions. They will be added unto you, those promises to those seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness, that they inherit the kingdom of heaven. But in that word, we take to warn you.
It
told you in Revelation 6, in the verse 8, if you will see of angel of death, on the day you will unclothe the body, he sits on the yellow horse together with his entire army. They look behind him.
The
angel of hell follows him behind.
Angel
Abaddon and his army. You see him when you check out of the body. You know what you've fallen in is not easy. That is hell. But in all we warn you, in the word of God, you know we try this time to tell you these words.
And
try to snatch you from the fire. Gospel is like snatching you from the fire. According to movements of people under the sun, they are counted on hell, and they are counted on a lake of fire. But for preaching to you, and we make you know those which happen in hell,
remand,
by the remand, prison, and you are on remand. You're convicted but not yet sentenced. When they will sentence you, the day of the Lord will be coming,
and
the lake of fire will begin to work. Now we preach to you these words, snatch you from the fire, for thus you are counted to be on the fire, and to all who is not aligned himself, though you've not reached those seasons.
The
seasons are given this time, this chance of repentance. Let's briefly read in Jude. Before we move on to explain to you on what concerns the image, appearance of the angels of hell, even punishments made there, which happened. Yet we warn you, we try to see,
in
the time you get the chance, snatched from the fire of hell,
even
the fire of the lake of fire. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
try to do today, snatch you from the fire. You may say that preach a gospel which makes me rejoice. Though we make you happy in the flesh,
people
will spend many days in hell. It will not benefit you. Praise Jesus much.
Jude, Jude
chapter 1 from verse 21.
Mwekumenga mukwagala kwa Katonda. Nga mulindirira okusasira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo olw'obulamu obutaggwaawo. Olw'abirimu ebbiri. Era abalala mubasasirenga ababuusabuusa.
Mbambi tubasasira.
We have compassion on them. As we've heard in Revelation 6, in the verse 8,
that
angel of death as his group is in the first part we studied,
and
is followed by a group of angels of hell. But when we explain to you, and you are doubting, we have compassion on you, we pity you even. For what will follow after on you, these zones will come.
Jude chapter 1 verse
23.
Era abalala mubalokolenga nga mubakwakula okubajja muliro. Era abalala mubasasirenga mukutya nga mukyawa ekyambalo omubiri kyegwasi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others
we
try to snatch you, pull out you of the fire of hell, even of the lake of fire.
When we
preach to you, we try in all to warn. Perhaps the fire counted on you of hell and of the lake of fire, and we pull you out of it. You know, today when you know
you
still have ability to pull you out of hell.
Even
though by your actions you were counted on that word. But for this preaching,
as
drops pushed you to you when you are in hell, and we pull you out of there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now in that word, as we told you all, this group of angels who work in hell, they move on to bring them in a mystical way, and they call them locusts. Locusts.
But
the appearance of the angels working in hell,
leave
sin of locusts,
all
the big grasshoppers, they have those hooks onto their
limb,
even with those hooks which pierce. Now the angels of hell, they have those which cut the hooks,
besides
those that they fashion weapons for themselves. Even these, they make them from their bodies.
And
gets out drilling machines on their arms. One day you try to look of big grasshoppers or something called a locust.
Even
the legs, they have hooks and things which cut. They can kick you with those hooks. All the bodies, they pierce holes in it. And you are in hell. Hell, there is no death there. It's only pain forever. If you don't get a warning unto the many, unto the few, let's warn you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most of you say in yourselves, but that gospel, others, how come they don't preach it? It maybe it's a new gospel. You know the years Bible spread on the world,
it
doesn't know those you call and Catholics, it was there. Read, you though reveal what was in the journey of heaven. It's the journey moved in the Bible.
To see
and prove truth of the Bible. Explain how the Bible is. All its truth it speaks. Things it speaks they exist originally.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because it needs the Spirit of God
to
reveal all those words.
So,
and what we've read in Revelation, Revelation chapter
1
and the verse 1 to 3, we are told like this. Revelation chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo Katonda kwa yamuwa.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 9 n'olusoka.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 9 n'olunyiri olusoka.
Revelation 9 from verses 1.
Malaika w'okutaano nako monte kondere. Nenda be munyenye ngeva muguru ngegwa kunsi. Nawe bwe kisumuluze ekyo bunyo obutakoma. Olunyo lwo kubiri. Nasumulula obunyo obutakoma. N'omukka neguva mu bunya negulinya ng'omukka ogw'enkomye nnene. Nenjuba, nebanga, nebizikizibwa, olw'omukka ogw'omubunya. Olinyo olw'okusatu. Nemumukka, nemuva enzige ku nsi. Neziweebwa obuyinza, ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa, ez'omunsi bwe zirina obuyinza.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
angel of the bottomless pit
spoken
in Revelation
9:11,
angel Abaddon.
Nigeria.
With his amen.
When
he opens the bottomless pit,
Geyena,
hell and the prison of God, the sun stops to give its light and the moon. But they are all found in the kingdom of the stars. But they say they came locust onto the world.
No.
Bible brings them in the mystical way, the army working in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then they called them the locusts. And behind them, on their horses,
then
there is a tail like of a scorpion. You know a scorpion? Scorpion can put its fangs into your chest or on the leg
and put
poison which is very painful. Now when you fall in hell, what that angel does,
it
changes his horse side. It has a tail and there is a scorpion on it and puts unto your chest or on the head or on the leg and
impacts
in you all forms of pain
and
you weep and you cry
for
5 months when they will change to another punishment. That's why I told you 7 years of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible from 2005 to 2011 in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas,
Urim,
and the thummim, the spiritual transports. I did not die. Those are the transports we used. I saw those things
read
in the book of God in heaven,
God's
copy of the Bible on the earth. But I
cried
tears as possible, and I got afraid. But what surprises me most, punishments in hell don't end because of physical tears. In tears, when you cry in hell, it's not counted to be anything. That's why cry for yourself when you're still on the world.
Cry
for yourself, it's to repent.
And you change
your heart and do the righteousness of God. For things terrific in the hell,
they are
about to happen on you. People don't delay in the body. No. Just a few years.
They
are 30 to 60.
In
at most 80 years, just as these days you know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now you may put your life in danger in the few years you spend on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
these are not locusts as you think of them, which come from the bottomless pit.
It
ended as we heard in the verse 7. And it tells us like this. Revelation chapter 9.
Revelation 9:7.
Now,
men, the angels of Abaddon, who work in hell, they have their horses. But the horses, the head is of a lion. Have you ever seen of a horse like that? And the horse with the head of a lion, all of them were made and they are terrific.
For
you may see their horse on which they sit.
And
the head of a lion, you wonder which form of horse is that. And you fear immediately. And you lack strength to say, God. Don't you see? Yeah, you can confess God. Maybe, though you got to speak evil on him,
tell
you see angel working in hell.
No,
and you get fear that you cannot even speak. You know why most sick people, when they are going to unclothe their body, some of them, they block their mouth, they no more speak. They see a fear which is falling on them. Even the mouth stops to speak. And as I tell you, the sick person is no more speaking.
But
what they see, they have blocked their mouth. They can't tell you.
There is
a man on my side. You just see the sick man, the sick one change their own field of grief and fear. They change their eye on the side like that. If they say, you, I see something here. You see the sick one open they look on this side. Want to change the neck to look there, they can't. Yet the men, they have arrived, they stand on the side. And they wait for them on that hour.
That
written in the letter given them to pick this person. If you see your sick person look like that, you know, repent. The men are going to take you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Told you many fearful things are under the sun.
That
God does people never see with their physical eyes. God did want people to fear him in the way of things which are fearful, but in the way of loving him.
He
would have brought fierce things done and we see them.
God
spoke in the Proverbs 8:17. He loves those who love him.
And
those who seek him diligently.
God
fears things to work in the spiritual world. And they happen, people never see them. That we seek God with love. Not after seeing that he's harsh, but for loving him. And say, blessed is he who believes without seeing. Let me tell you, the blessing, I don't know where you get it. When you wait to see how hell works, can work on you the practice. Think it just comes to say, blessed are they who believe without seeing. If you fall in hell, how you get a blessing to come out as you see? Now we preach, you've not yet seen. Pray God to sample it to you in the vision. That will be enough for you. But to see when you are in there. For those who see, there are two. The one who goes to heaven, even the one who falls in hell. The one who remains seen, but they are overcome. But the one who sees, and they are in the same place, and they are working on them. The eyes of the one who believes,
the
first thing,
Romans 10:17
says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
We
live by hearing that which God warns us of. One day, they told you will grow. And you will grow breasts and other different things. And you waited for them and you saw them. Even this I tell it to you. All we preach to you will see them. For now you have beards. You have breasts. You didn't have them before. But they told you believed it. Because you saw that those who had them.
There will be
an example of those who fell in hell.
If
those who saw tell us,
me,
I got a chance to go in this journey.
Oh,
I couldn't have explained them how they are. Those who first heard and they desired to see and hear. And
the
Bible says, blessed are you for you see and you hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Move on in Revelations.
Revelations 9:7.
They
have their crowns. You know you go to say, angels of hell, are they of God?
Yes.
Yes, they are of God.
For
crown them for the honorable works they do. When
we
heard in Isaiah 13, they told us, God has commanded his holy ones.
These
holy ones.
He
crowned them to beat those who fall in hell, to rebel against God on the world. How dare you refuse
to
worship God who created the world where you are?
If you
worship him, get out of this world, go to your own world.
Go
create your own world, even where you to create it.
After
you create your own world,
say
God is not there, for I created my own world.
Don't
breathe in the oxygen of God.
That's
how you will claim to have authority on yourself. And
you
plant your food in the space. Stop planting it on the ground of God. And you see if it will grow. After they will work for you, those. Stop worshiping God and do what you want. Get your own source of rivers. Begin to move them in the space as you drink from them. This car, is it yours?
Then you see,
Satan deceives a human being.
For
people what deceive you over, they are of God.
Do
you build a shrine on the ground of God?
No, no.
And you worship Satan from it.
Revelations 9:7.
They crowned them with crowns of gold. Beat you for the much stubbornness. You know, to give someone a crown for beating rebellious people? You think they crown a crown on who? Those who have overcome.
No,
these are perfect in their working, and God says, I have crowned you, for you already qualified for that work. He qualified them to get the evil ones to beat them. The real beatings which God wants. Everyone who doesn't repent. In this world, they don't warn you. For your forefathers, them too got destroyed like that. You followed footsteps of your forefathers. You know, you're out there, and you say, the religion of my father. Your father is a night dancer. Are you meant to be a night dancer?
You
search the thing your father does. Perhaps it is wrong. Why do you want to religion of my father?
Baba, yari musezi,
if you were a night dancer, you two are to night dance.
Ezekiel 18
says, if father did, and it's not of righteousness, and
paints
look for righteousness, knowing of God, for fathers what they did, but those of righteousness, Don't be there religion, religion. Look for truth concerning God. If your father followed lies, and you change falsehood, get out of it. And be saved. If the pastor so acts, things not right.
Leave
him evil works, seek for truth. Everyone will be on their own beatings. They will beat you with him. Or they will say, you refuse to get born again because of a person who was a robber. Now we have forgiven you. They will not forgive you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read over here. Revelations 9, verses
7. Era zaalina enviiri ng'enviiri z'abakazi n'amannyo gaazo galinga ag'empologoma.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Balina face nga z'abantu.
They have faces like of human beings.
Babeera n'enviiri.
They have long hair here. It's like of women, it falls to the back.
Bambadde engule
z'abantu. And they have closed their crowns. And they have tooth on them. It's pointed tooth. You look at him like this. And you know what is going to follow on you. I told you they have anger.
As
explained in Isaiah 13. That is still enraged more.
And
puts down the axe and the falls to begin to bite you. Have you ever gotten angry? And you get more enraged. Now know they have anger. He can follow you to bite you for an entire month. And pieces rolling off, they come back. He bites pieces of you. As you're crying, he's enjoying it. You know, you say the sins you do, you enjoy them. Is it not that? Is it not that? Someone steals, they enjoy the experience. And they enjoy life of
stealing.
If someone goes fornication, they enjoy it.
When others
pay you what you did, they to enjoy it. If someone is paid, you still enjoy gotten money to pay someone back. Is it not that? If someone remains demanding you, do you have joy?
Don't
say, I'll pay you as you work. Peace is there when he's paying. It's justice.
What
is his word to come to pass? And when
it
comes to pass, except when you fall in the hand of God, I will pay you as your action
acts.
When he pays you and his words come to pass, peace is flowing to him.
Now
let me ask you a question. If say God did wrong to put hell there, they give you Satan to reside with him and be him in the same house,
all
these demons, can you? I want you to look for someone who is not easy. Accept you live together with them in the house. And you eat of the same food. Sleep together. On the same bed. And they are evil.
You think,
would we be with the evil ones in heaven?
Satan
has done right up. As we are there, we are with him in heavens.
If
reach there, you say, God, I don't understand you. Something is wrong on you, God. How dare you get Satan who is done sins? Bring him in heaven. That's why he made hell for them to be there.
Every
time evil does evil things,
he believe
he had authority,
he
would have cut their heads off. Yet they do all that, and they don't seek time to repent. And we be with that one in heaven.
And
those who praise themselves, they say, God made us in his image, cannot put us in hell.
Wait.
You read 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 to 21. Those of the era of Noah, those who sinned,
there are
some who first fell in hell. He put them in a prison and punished them. And Jesus, when he went there in this era of
faith, yes,
all of them didn't come out. You say you are in the image of God. They were in the image of God. Satan uses the lies. You are in the image of God. You cannot fall in hell. Thank you much. If even a child who appears like their mother, if they do sin, they beat them and they say, "You are ashamed. You look like me, but what you do is not like me." If I see a son appear like me in the image, and what they do is not what I do, they ashamed my image. I can beat them.
God,
angel of water one day said, Revelation 16, verse 3
and 5,
Lord, you've done good to them. Given them blood and bitterness. They drink, for they killed the holy ones. Angels, them too, are tired of us. Because
if God
touches to beat you, they rejoice over that. You've saved us from him. They have to also infect this one.
And
due to you paid them pain, just as they inflicted it to others. Let's move on. We hear Revelation 9:9.
Era zaalina ebizibaawo ng'ebizibaawo eby'ekyuma n'eddoboozi ery'ebiwawaatiro byazo ng'eddoboozi ery'amagaali.
Walirabye enzige
have you seen locusts before?
Nazina amagaali.
And they have chariots.
Bano bora babeera n'embalaasi.
These ones you see they have horses.
Abatuddeko.
And they are seated on them.
Abo bennyini balina ebiwawaatiro.
Themselves have wings.
Naye ng'emabega eno.
But behind them,
waliyo eggaali ezivaayo.
There are chariots following them.
Bangu babeera n'amagaali.
Let me tell you, they have chariots.
Naye oba kutwala mugeera.
If they take you to
hell,
you don't sit in their chariots.
Bakusiba ku
rugi. They tie you on the chain.
Ne bakuwalula.
And they drag you. You know to live. He sits on his horse. He has a chariot. Yet doesn't put you on it. He gets the chain, ties on the chariot, and they tie you within it, and they drag you on it. Let me tell you, you've become rubbish then. Any person, if they refuse to walk righteousness, Bible speaks of this in John 15. If you refuse to bear fruits of righteousness, you are cut off Christ Jesus, and you're thrown out to dry after you're put in the fire to be burned. What do they burn? All along when you burn home, what you burn? They burn what? Rubbish is what they burn. That's why in Israel they had a place and they called it hell. They gathered rubbish. It was a rubbish dump. And they burnt rubbish from there. Jesus, when he brought us to understand what hell, they used the reverence of that place. It's the language they use.
But the
language of that place, of hell, it's called the bottomless pit or the prison of God. He wanted them to understand that place how it is.
He used
hell as the place in Israel where they burnt rubbish from. If God throws you in hell, you have become rubbish. You still have a chance to be something valuable. After you do things not right on yourself, you will become rubbish. And God's not on you.
Rubbish
exploding in the fire. Is anyone going to pick it out? Brother James. If you burn rubbish, begins to explode. You have mercy to get it out of the fire. It is rubbish. Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise God.
Yebazibwe mukama.
I can just imagine what happens in hell. In
Kitezi
there.
In Muchipe Kita Chitezi.
Where they burn rubbish.
Jeva iwa kasasiro.
They actually recycle it even.
Baddamu mukolamu omulimu.
Now, in the bottomless pit.
Erimu geyena mubunyo butakoma.
Like the apostle has said.
Nga apostle wayogete.
Nobody cares whether you are crying.
Teri afayo obo kava.
They recycle you.
Ne wakubadeva
kukola ko. People who have finished 5,000 years.
Wabali abade miaka
kumi tano. And for you just came here crying today.
We wakajayo orunakurumo kavira yo.
So, there are too many things really.
Mutufe vitu vino vye wonyisi.
So, let us pray that we don't be recycled.
Katusaveti tetugwa yo kutukola kwa mulimu
eyo. Let's escape that.
De katutoloke yo eyo.
Go to heaven.
Mukama tuyambe tugende mugulu. Mukama yebazibwe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you had mercy before on rubbish, when you put a fire on it,
no,
you too will be like that.
They will get it.
If you never had mercy on the rubbish, though you explode, you know they burn rubbish. There are those voices, they come explosions, and they make funny voices of fire. As they are burning. But you're there and you say, let me put more fire, everything to be burnt. How you know? After I will get you from hell and your body well, there is the lake of fire that
you
can tear you. The other is a lake. Not bottomless pit, but a big lake. Stir you in the fire more, and you will melt that your spirit. And let me tell you, you see, you waste your time. Those people waste your time. And they preach you things hidden up your hearts. And you desire this world and things in it, then you become an enemy of God. Things in the world, we get use them in this life, but most in the serving of God, in moving to understand Him, not to go away from God, for they will pass away. But His word will never pass away.
Yes,
praise Jesus
name.
Much. Now think of those. We are still in Revelations. Revelations 9, verses
9. Era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa n'emimwa ne mu mikira gyazo mulimu obuyinza bwazo okulumira abantu emyezi etaano.
Gibeera emyezi egi.
They are 5 months.
Babeera n'embalaasi eno
emabega. They have horses behind them.
Zirina emikira kuliko enjaba.
They have tails with scorpions on them.
Gibeera emyezi etaano buli kibonerezo.
5 months every punishment happening on you there. If you yearn to fall down there, now you know like this. Punishment done on you is of 5 months. If it's a scorpion to bite you,
and it puts
poison of different pain in you, it's for 5 months. And where it bites, never leaving it.
But
it's entering in you urine of pain. And you yell from there, yet no one minds you. He is even looking aside, not looking at you. He's changed his horse like that, working on you. You know, they say they are pride. What he does is, he is putting a scorpion in you, but he's just very relaxed.
He's
yelling and he's feeling music. And he shakes the head in approval, it is working. I saw them, I cried. And I came out, physical tears have happened, but I've been in a vision. Yet physical I've cried. I reached a time I said now. I saw tears and they do nothing. I
said,
what God is saying?
Let
light in darkness. Darkness of ignorance.
I bring
light of knowledge of God's word. To lighten in all things. Both in heavens and earth. And those above the heavens. And then you know what to decide.
And
as a nation blessed. It's not to end on us.
We are a
nation set in God's final work on the planet Earth.
As
promising all nations. Great revival from Uganda.
So,
don't end to end here today. God prepares you, go proclaim to nations. Sacred which are special. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. What is moving on? For we have a question. These days we ask it much. And we say to ourselves, but what?
What's up?
What is up there? What's up? We ask ourselves that question. What's up? All of you on WhatsApp, you are on that question, you are asking it.
But
what's up? In the journey of heaven, we are revealed of it. But there is even something under. That is hell.
Amen.
What is down there?
What is down there in the bottomless pits? As you are on the WhatsApp, I don't know who will answer your answer. Except today in the journey of heavens. When you go back on WhatsApp, ask them. Explain them what's up. How many are on WhatsApp? You raise your hands. All of you would have been on it. Bring your numbers, we put you in the WhatsApp. Get these messages every day. Even when you've not come here, we have the WhatsApp group.
It's
that of focus of God.
It's
that of full knowledge of God.
But
ahead we shall explain you what's up.
For
we began to know everything up there. Praise Jesus much. Let's move on in Revelations. Revelations
9, verse 11. Have you heard
his name?
That's the
one
who is head over them. Angel of the bottomless pit.
It's
all long we spoke of the angels.
So,
and not on locusts. His name is called Abaddon.
Came
studying as we connected him.
Others
said he is the Satan. But this is not Satan.
Revelation
9:11 says, they have a king over them.
It's
the angel of the bottomless pit. That is not Satan.
From
Revelation 20, from verse 1, and 2, it says, I saw an angel come from heaven. He has the key of the bottomless pit and the big chain.
He
caught the dragon Satan and bound in the bottomless pit. Satan
did
he arrest himself, bind himself, and is the one who is a
hindrance,
as others speak? No. Angel of the bottomless pit.
This
angel Abaddon.
He's
head over angels.
Abakura.
Who work in hell.
These
are not demons of Satan.
That's
in charge of hell. The bottomless pit. The prison of God. You who try to trust Satan,
and
he says the one who is healed in hell is in charge of hell. When I reach there, he will give me a job.
You
reach there and he too is a prisoner there.
The
Bible says in Isaiah Those days of Old Testament, Satan, before he was imprisoned, hell was given utmost authority. Satan went there, deceived people there.
He'll
go there, redeem them.
But
Isaiah 14 says, they will mock him that you have descended here, you who beat down nations. Now many wonder. He
will
deceive the world. It is bound down there. You two who say you serve Satan, who is ambassador Jezebel, today who sits in the throne of Satan and the fallen angels who appear as demons of clans. Friend, you are about to fall on a problem.
For
even your forefathers and saw them there. And they worship demons. You
do
move in the false prophets.
In
the religions of worshiping idols.
In
religions of the shadow.
Who
claim to be on God. And they preach what they want. Not what God wants. There you are on troubles. You see
proof
of the word of God how it is, which no subtracted from, not added in there, neither to twist the meaning of the word of God.
When
you enjoy to be heated up, if someone tells you,
Ezekiel
37,
Soma.
Read,
amagumba,
the bones in the valley.
Have
you heard it? Bones in the valley.
Gamba, amagumba machiwomvu.
Bones in the valley.
Damu, amagumba machiwomvu.
Bones in the valley.
Gamba.
Repeat.
Yeah, business, yeah.
That is my business. But have they said it's a business?
Business,
that
yeah.
is your business.
Ayo.
That one is my job, which was all shifting. That's the
Zibate
source
Zakara.
They had dried. They
have
Zakara. And they are dried. As they repeat verse 7, those are the children of Israel. And these are human beings, not saucepans. Yet the deceiver heeded you up. And they told you, prophesy on
your
business. That's your business.
Prophesy
on it. Get born with it. It will move on.
No,
and you rejoice. You will reach in hell. And that's never been there. And you say one thing, Matthew 7:21 and down. Lord, we preached your name. We preached the gospel. What gospel did you preach?
Of
warning my people. Be careful, brethren. Today you hear to decide is you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Yes.
For we preach, yet we saw the word of God. God is the one who grows it. If you open your heart up, he answers you.
You
see solve from destruction.
It
doesn't end on that. If God redeems you from hell,
can
he fail to give you what you need? God, the main thing he wants, you were gotten from him. John 1:16 he says,
and
from his fullness we were all given.
Now,
from his fullness, because we were given to him, he doesn't want you to be destroyed.
What
to first do, to see he redeems you.
Give
you what you need is not a problem.
So
it's what you made a problem.
That's
right, report every time to you. Lord, I need this. I need even this. He
says
Matthew 6:7-8. I know what you need before you ask of him. He knows what you need. But problem, you've not known what he wants. Your soul not be destroyed. If you connect to issue, what you need will be giving them to you. This it brings
how
cars they are the easy things.
But
something
it
needs spirit. It came from his spirit. It came from him. That's when 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, he
says,
I don't want you to forget this, brethren. One day before the Lord is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day. And don't you think God is slow to bring the end, but he's been waiting
that
none of you get the
story.
All you to reach repentance, what you wanted, no one gets destroyed.
For
we go, we came from him. He's not failed to give us what we need. No. That's why we want to tell you
and
align your ways. These things that you'll freely give you. Don't refuse to give your house. Don't refuse to give your car. But refuse to understand what he wants.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now when he explains us
on
what concerns hell, according to Revelation 9, the verse 3 to 6, he speaks and he says this. Revelation 9, from verse
3
to
6.
Revelation 9, from verse 3.
Nemumuka, nemuvenzige kunsi, neziwebo buyinza, ngenjaba, ezobu sagwa, ezomunsi wezirino buyinza. Olinyoro kuna, nezigambiwa obutayonona muddo gwansi ne wankubadde ekintu kyonna ekibisi ne wankubadde omuti gwonna wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe.
Yesu
praise Jesus much. On the day of the Lord Jesus, the angels of hell will come on the world and they work with the angels of death. By those who have not fallen in hell, yet they head on to judgment. Those who committed sin like those who have been down. On the day of the Lord, angels work in hell. They will come out with those there. They bring them on the world.
And find them
the evil who will be on the world. And they torment them together. As you've heard in those days, they will not seek to bite any other thing, neither grass or tree, or to torment. But only the people who will not have the seal of God. Listen over this word. If you dare fall in hell, you find you have the seal of Satan. 3:6. Spoken Revelation 13. You have the seal of Satan.
It's
engraved on your spirits. That number 3:6. How do you get it?
In
words of arrogance you hear under the sun. In the sins, those you commit under the sun. The seal is engraved in the spirit as
number
iron.
Number
3:6 you speak of it. Many of us under the sun, we don't understand it. But Bible says, they will engrave it on your spirit as an iron.
Those
who get the seal of God, how do they get it?
Bible
speaks in Ephesians chapter
1,
starting from verse 9 into 12. When we heard the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, and we are sealed with the spirit of God.
And
the time you hear gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness, you get the seal of God. But you can't
in
the gospels you are going into. If you read well Ephesians chapter
1,
let us read with
you.
Those hearing the real gospel of truth,
it's
the only one getting the seal of God. And they can be escaping from hell.
You had
funny gospel. Don't expect you can get the seal of God. You are getting the seal of Lucifer on your spirit. For hearing gospels not clear. And you will be rejoicing in the wrong gospels. You don't know they are burying you in hell. Your spirit. Let's read Ephesians. We see how we can get the seal of God.
Ephesians
1:12.
Era namwe muye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa
owulidde
If you hear the gospel of salvation, gospel of truth, the Holy Spirit comes to put the seal of God on your spirit. That seal, it's the light much shining. It was on Prophet Moses and the Lord Jesus. I cannot speak of it now. But you can't get it, the seal of God, except when you are in the gospel of truth. You were in church. I see power. I tell you what you were on. You were getting the seal of Lucifer, the number 666, which passes through deception of Satan. I tell you, enmity which is in hearing, the gospels which are false.
Yes,
the lies of this world. Even the speakable words.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Be
careful as you hear things under the sun. You even have pastors. They are on there speaking vulgar.
And
you too, you are hearing. Yet you're being sealed on the seal of Satan on your spirit. But you change like today. You hear the gospel of truth, the gospel of salvation. You put upon the seal of God. Deserved of angels of hell. For everyone they find without seal of God. Death picks you from your body. He first looks in your forehead, in the spiritual world. He looks at your spirit, my God. Look at the seal they have, is not of God. They have. I don't say this one has it. 666. My God. Angel of hell. These are the ones they tell you to punish. Who have no seal of God. They have the one of Satan. And you all find them having it on their forehead. As they get you from the body, and it is engraved, it's on there. Any time you hear deception, and the first six is written on you. And you go hear more, the second one. And you get held in falsehood. As you get out of the world, the third six is right there. You surprise when you get out of the body. And they tell you have the seal of Satan. When was it written on me? Look. They put a mirror for you. I tell you, when they get you from the body and you have not proven it, what you've been doing under the sun. You have 3 hours, or 7 hours, or 24 hours, or 3 days, or 7, or 24 days.
But
most of people who fall in hell, they check out of the body, and they know all their sins, and they don't doubt them.
Well,
there are those who can, as we fall, if we die, let's die. If we fall in hell, let's fall there. And they know. Now wait, what for that that they look to prove?
Those
days they give them who have not proven. And
they've
been born again, hot, never cold. And they ask, but Lord, how by rich be taken in hell? And they display for them what they moved in this life. Every place they did them from. You know, you do sins out there in secret. And you come back humble here. And we think we are with holy people. But you move on to be captured. Not leave the world till you proven all those you've been doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And before you leave this world, you will first prove what you have been doing. Let's repeat this verse. Revelations 9, verses 4.
Nezigambibwa obutayonona muddo gwansi ne wankubadde ekintu kyonna ekibisi ne wankubadde omuti gwonna wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe olinyo lw'okutaano neziweebwa obutabatta wabula okubalumira emyezi etaano
It is 5 months. Every punishment. And on the day, the Lord, when they come on the world to walk, the holy ones will be found here. They will be translated. The holy ones from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, who appear on the planet earth, we shall be lifted, we'll go back home on the day of the Lord. But the evil ones who raised from hell and they brought on the world, even those on the world, they will remain here for 5 months. But those burnt will be very hard. But they have what punishments those they did on your colleagues in hell, that they bring for judgment in the Jerusalem of heavens. Now do not whim. Finally, when I've not fallen with you in hell, I hear this day Christ is about to come back. I will not fall in hell at least. It will work life on this world for 5 months. And they look for you wherever you will be. And they reach unto you as your actions you've been doing. Revelations 9 verses 5.
N'okuluma kwazo kwalinga okuluma kw'enjaba ey'obusagwa bweruma omuntu. Olunya olw'omukaaga. Ne mu nnaku ezo abantu balinoonya okufa so tebali kulaba n'akatono. Era balyegomba okufa era okufa nga kubadduka.
Malayika okufa nga adduka.
Angel of death will be running going. Remember, as I told you, this work in hell will come on the world. However you look for death, you don't die.
And
that will happen on the day of the Lord. For the punishments which are
marked
as they are in hell today, people will seek for death. And they see a sword there, cut their neck. Pain is too much, they cut off the neck. And the neck will be cut, leaving just stretching, not going off. And
they will
throw the sword run with the neck, which is all hanging like that. And they see a big rock coming. They position themselves to be knocked that they die. Pain is much. And they
hate knock
you. You be spat and begin to groan from down there. I'm not dying. Remember, the whirlwind will be there. You push off the rock and you get back to shape. And you will run. You fight a spear. You are aiming at it. Today I have to die. And you go hook on the spear like that. You remain like that, you don't die. You don't die, but pain is
after
you get off your...
5 months
will be easier on this world.
I tell you what is
done in hell will come on this world on the day of the Lord. And no peace on this world. We are here for a moment. Prepare, get back home in heavens. Though you see as if you have peace.
I thought
of how poverty strikes people. Poverty, it can strike you for many years, and you get rich in one day, and you forget the sufferings all along. Is it not that? Think like this. The things you see as pleasures on the world, one day you spend in hell, none of them you will see as good, and you will not remember even the good you saw on the world. One day in hell, now forget riches and the good things you ate on the world. You ask it to the rich man in the Luke 16:19-20.
He said,
I am agony in despair and fire.
He
drank all forms of fruit as well. They served him even. Good foods he ate them. And in hell he eats nothing. He said, dip the tip of his finger.
At least the drop.
I feel drinking.
Now
you drink water on this world, you have peace. And you drink jerry cups of water. And you finish, get another cup. And you forget the one who gives you water. You will look for it one day. I don't want to waste your time on this world. For your fathers wasted your time long time. And they put you much deception. And you walked in religions. And they wasted your time. You moved in the false salvation. And they wasted your time.
Didn't
prepare for your home in heaven.
But today
God gives you a chance. All you need to know by the Spirit of God. Use the little time you remain with. Prepare for the best life in the name of Jesus. I prove not to bring anything which can waste your time under the sun, for its time is short. Though most people told you, go beat death.
When
the time you dream and you're going to be dying, and you go cancel death. I don't know. Those who first counseled him, they were also picked by him.
If
death is of evil spirits, you cancel it.
If it
comes, angel of death has come. You will not cancel it. If it's dreams of evil spirits,
you dream
demons suck blood from you, die, fallen on accident, you cancel that. Angels of change to bind demons of accidents. If it will come, real angel of death has come for you, and they are not demons, though you will cancel it. They will get you out of there.
They snatch
you with chains from the body. People don't want to get out of their bodies. But they discover that where they go, they didn't prepare for there. They see they're snatching them out. They see where they're heading to. Where are they taking me? They remain. They resist going. I'm not going. Leave me. And they break them out. You find them posed like that. And you put them in order. And the eyes are up like that. You bring back the eyes. These are the real eyes. But the eyes on the spirit are the one which protrude these physical eyes. Like that. And they want to remain in the body. Others die struggling, resisting to get out. This is where he speaks. No one has authority to retain their spirits. When they will come for you, you will never retain it. Even when they put you in the refrigerator, they pick the spirit there. Though you die,
and
you throw the body, you fall in the ocean. You see them in the ocean depth, they have come for you. You
will
fall ocean, drink water first, the second, and the third. You go down in the
depth,
you get out of the body, you see yourself in the water, you, what is this? My God, no longer the body, you'll be there speaking to yourself. You see angel. That's why there are sick people who speak to themselves. I will not go. Don't take me. The sick person is sick in themselves. Yet, he sees people there. You may.
Don't
take me nowhere. What is wrong with a sick person? What is wrong? They can't speak. They are pointing like that. they speak, we shall slap you.
Umwade mumu kaka yukira
na watu mwuri. You force the sick one speak, tell us. They're like that.
Mumu na vila honga ama
chika kakura kuta. You see them tears flowing.
We
switch info, you laugh over them. But these of hell, sometimes they are laughable. If you get warned like today, it is the most important.
Revelations 9,
verses 6.
Nemunaku ezo, abantu bali nonyo kufa, sote bali kulaba na akatono. Era bali yego mbo kufa, ero kufanga kubaduka.
Malaika wukufa ya ajia kubata bili.
Angel of death will not be evolved.
Wawo ate, abata ate gira kufa ya.
Those who didn't realize who is death.
Bali mutegiri antimunamua
duka no kuduka. They will understand his living, he can even run from you.
Nga kudabikira kao.
He appears on you, and it disappears. Leave me alone. No death.
Mzitamu na.
Kill me. You are judging to be killed. There is no more death.
Those
in hell I found crying.
Mukama wakiri tute.
Lord, kill us at least. But is there death there? The body of death you've unclothed it.
And you are in
the body which never dies of hell.
Wakiri tute.
At least kill us. But pain is much.
There are
those with big heads. They are abusing God rather. You know hell. Hell is a grinder.
Bible
says, if though you put a fool in a grinder and you grind them, you get out
maize.
Peanuts are softened, but they are not softened. He spoke of hell. There are people they beat in hell. And they get my pain. And they don't get out. And they surrender. They
insist.
God, you are a fool. And they beat them again. And they cry. After they say, forgive us. He knows they are like Pharaoh. And the time he forgives them, they harden their hearts again. There are people. You yourself, you know, that big head you have.
If
God gets beat you here, you can repent. If he gives you peace, you resume what you were doing. That God beat me last time. Did he heal me again?
There are
people and they have those big heads. Now they put them in a grinder in hell. And they grind those heads of theirs. I did not hear. Revelations 9. Let's see verse 16. Revelations 9, verse 16. They have closed blessed plates here. And they are like of fire. That's why they can enter in the fire, pick out a spirit of the one who is a sinner. And through they take it to hell.
Revelations 9:17. Era bwe nalaba bwe nti embalasi mukolesebwa kuno, n'abo abaali bazituddeko nga bambadde eby'omukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriiti n'emitwe egy'embalasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma.
Emitwe gy'embalasi.
The heads of the horses.
Ez'abamalayika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Mitwe giba gy'empologoma.
The heads of a lion. It's pointed its tooth like that. It blows fire. The fire of hell, let me tell you one thing. It's not of the lake of fire. The fire of hell comes from the mouth of these horses and it puts you down there. It begins to blow fire, powers fire on you. And your skin gets off. And you begin to yell and blow with the fire. For 5 months, you are in it. That we are sampling. Fire of hell is a sample of the lake of fire. This hell, the fire in there, comes from the mouth of those horses, which have heads like of lions. Let's first finish the next verse. Revelations 9 verse
17.
In those mouths of the horses and the heads of a lion cometh fire. Fire which is not like our usual fire. It holds sulfuric acid that they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah with.
Now,
fire of hell, what differs it from that of lake of fire?
Come
mouth of the horses with heads of a lion.
And
blows fire on you. Blowing on you. Fire. Fire on you. And it begins to smell. It is all smelling fire. All the nose comes. That's a bottomless pit. It's filled of black smoke. Moves like a wall. It crosses you. It cuts you. All the
joy
cometh holes in the entire body. But it blows fire on you. And you think you are in the lake of fire. Yet, they are sampling you. After hell. Let me tell you, they have never warned you of evil. Those religions you see,
Matemu.
They are murderers. Let me tell you the truth. Salvation will push you with the world. They are deceptive and murderers. That I cannot even doubt speaking it.
I met
those who call themselves born again the false salvation. And they are in hell crying.
As
the Lord,
we preach
the gospel in your name. He asked which gospel of taking power is there. I sent you for that. Is there a prophet
or
apostle you saw preaching such? We chased demons in your name and we raised the dead. Go away from here. I've never known you. You act rebellious. We chase demons. It's not to serve God.
There are
those who use a senior demon chase a junior demon.
But
proof you chase them in the right gospel.
But
miracles and the right gospel is there.
It's
not
twisting
the word of God.
People
are in those who say they are born again.
In
Revelation and he
says,
they have a name of being alive, yet they died again. Revelation 3:1 says, I see you there. You have a name of being alive, that born again, yet you died again. You will be very amazed. You know, you go into that place of one who just sends demons back. That man, he sends witchcraft back to its source.
And
you think you are in Jesus. You bring trees, the rings, even things like those. And you go to Mulago and you get holy water from there. And you forget all the spirit will flow like streams of living waters. Jesus faced out the pool.
When
found man on the pool, he told him, stand up and go. And you are baptized in the pool instead of rivers flowing. And you twist the word of God. You think you are in salvation.
It,
what will happen on you is very hard. I want to summarize. Let's finish here. Revelations 9 verse 18.
Kwekugamba nti omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti ebyava mu bumwa bwazo nemufira ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyabantu.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Angels of death always come here and they use the same way. And they breathe fire in someone. And they dry up immediately. And they look blood in them is not there. And they pull their eyes, they get out.
So
both things happen under the sun. As Ecclesiastes 8 tells us, 16 to down. There are many works God does under the sun that man can never see. Though they refuse to sleep day and night. Praise Jesus Christ. Now in all, verse 19 it shows that these angels, the angels are Abaddon. Behind them, they have serpents there. The serpent comes from his back, and it is one serpent. It comes on three heads.
And there are
these most poisonous snakes. Now you who is homosexual, they will tie you chains on you. They will position you very well like that. Abaddon will go at the side. He will begin to set his serpents there. And you will enjoy sodomy of snakes. For you are on the world. And you forget the action of the rightful man and woman. You go in things not right.
You
in the new world order.
Mulikafu.
You are on the wrong thing. Things of new world order. They are changing the order of God. They say the man, let's go with the fellow man. God says the woman. Man goes with the woman.
People,
new world order brought those things long.
New world order
began in Sodom and Gomorrah. The woman went with a fellow woman. I tell you the foolishness and immorality that you do. These serpents, they made them. And those who hear immorality, they blow their ears. It goes to aim from there, blows this ear, and comes out from here. And you put through your ear canal like that. It comes out. It looks at your face. It blows those eyes watching pornography before. It enters in the corner of the eye. And the eye pours on the side. It doesn't off. It's hanging on the side.
Now,
women who give themselves up, yet they told one man and one woman, and they position you, they tie you here like that.
Because
you love much to give yourself. The one homosexual, they position that butt of yours and it aims at you like that. And it aims very well. And it launches at you. And you put those eyes. Let's read things of these serpents.
Prepare
to do things to yourself. God created how many susus on yourself? You have one privacy, one woman, one man. You have parts of women, five on yourself, that you keep them, this man, this one for another man, this one for another. Or you man, you have parts, five on yourself, that you get number of women.
But
you get one part, you get one woman. We want to summarize.
Revelation 9,
verse
19.
They have tails behind them. They are serpents. You keep doing things of stubbornness. You love sex too much. You go move yourself everywhere. They will sample you. They pay what you did. You loved it much. Sodomizing. You settle yourself. We show you the pleasures you and the bombs you moved everywhere.
It will
serpent and it sticks on you and bites you.
They
position you man who moves your privacy everywhere. It will aim from there. They tell you now, lift your gun now. It will come bite it. And your gun will enter the mouth of the serpent. It will bite it like that. And they say, start what you did. Begin what you did. Begin your
works.
You know, in the mouth of the serpent, it means Abaddon say, do what you did to the women. You are a man even to try. If they
box
you one patch down there, and you feel you're not settled, you will fall on a problem. Stop moving those your parts as if they buy on the stairs. The prostitutes repent. Those you keep selling, you will sell the serpents of the Abaddons.
Oh,
Satan made you what?
When
you
go
with this man, everyone coming. But still time to repent. Bible speaks of these serpents. In the Jeremiah 8, 15 to 17. Though you were a wizard on the world, you cannot charm them. And you who say, I will bewitch those angels.
Where will you get it even?
In hell, they don't make charms there. There's no witchcraft working there. Now those sorcerers even fell down there already.
Mama Fina.
You will fall on the problem. You woman repent. You are the sorcerers. You join on sorcerer of Satan. Satan perverts you as children of God. In hell, they don't make witchcraft there. All you trust witchcraft under the sun, I tell you what will be next on you. According to Holy Scriptures, as the John of Heavens was. Jeremiah 8:15.
Twasubira emirembe naye ne wataba birungi ebyajja.
Is there any peace there?
Yeremiya 8:15. Twasubira emirembe naye ne wataba birungi ebyajja. Twasubira ebire eby'okuwonyezebwamu era laba okukeŋŋentererwa.
There's no healing. Though you cry how?
Jeremiah 8:16. Okufugula kwembalasi ze kuwuliddwa nga ng'oyima eddaani. Olw'eddoboozi ery'okukaaba kw'ensolo ze ez'amaanyi, ensi yonna ekankana. Kubanga zizze era ziridde ensi ne byonna ebigirimu. Ekibuga n'abo abakituulamu. Olunyolo 17. Kubanga laba, ndisindika emisota, amasalambwa, agatalogeka, era galibaluma, bwayogera Mukama.
These wild serpents. You cannot charm them no matter how you are a wizard on the world. That they called the maggots of hell. These serpents. You would think they are small maggots there. the Isaiah 14
that
maggots have covered Lucifer in hell. These are not these usual maggots. These are serpents. They are moving all over him.
For you
and every woman you find and you begin to want them.
You get the wind.
Every woman you find, you want to romance them. They will romance you themselves. And the serpent is very threatening. It's moving you like that. It passes through you as if it is you committed morality. Let's go in love. Abaddon is right behind.
Now,
brethren, speak carefully. All I want to remain say this. Those are what we have briefly seen on things within hell. And we see part one of the journey of heavens. And we see things in the rim below, in both created heaven.
And
this point, the third among things we've been seeing, we are remaining with four things. Praise Jesus much. Those are what briefly spoken of in hell.
But
many, when we shall handle hell, you will see things many there. Things of punishment there. But Revelation 20 and the verse 11. We warn you that hell is not the lake of fire. But hell is a prison. If you are there on remand, on the day of judgment, hell, angel of death on hell, dead goes down there in the Jerusalem of heaven.
Judge,
let's hear of that. Revelation 20, verse 11. Revelation 20 from verse 11.
Nendaba entebe y'obwakabaka nene enjeru. N'oyo eyali agituddeko, eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge, era tebyazuulirwa na kifo. Olunyolo 12. Nendaba abafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikkulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa, kye ky'obulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango. Mwebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. Olunyolo 13. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu.
Ennyanja,
the sea, these are not the physical seas.
Kubanga kubikulirwa 15.
For Revelation 17:15, it shows the many waters. These are clans, nations, and languages.
So
people who come from different clans, nations, and languages,
they are
to be brought in Jerusalem of heaven to be judged.
Revelation
20, verse 13.
N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu. N'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abalimu ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. Olunyolo 14. N'okufa n'amagombe ne bisuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro. Eyo kwe kufa okwokubiri.
Abava mbikana nimi na amawanga.
Those from clans, nations, and languages. They say the sea brought the dead in heat. It's not these physical seas. Even death and hell they brought. Means already you had hell. And death and hell are in charge of these people. After 5 months, Christ has come and we went back. They will bring them in Jerusalem of heaven. All power death has been using. Power of death. In the of hell, there will be power in the lake of fire.
If
second death, you will find them both. And the lake is burning.
Even
what has been done in hell is moving on in it.
As
there you see serpents
bite,
yet the fire is consuming
it.
And it speaks this, that the last judgment will be in the city of God, Jerusalem of heavens.
fire
begins from there. In the midst of the Kelvin. In the city of
Jerusalem
God. Jerusalem of heaven.
When
we begin to see of the rim above. The first, second, third heavens. We shall reach and see lake of fire. All along is different from hell. And they are different in places. That's why in Ezekiel 22. In the verse 18. He speaks and he says. Gathered them in Jerusalem, not of the world, of heavens. Then gather, blow fire on them,
because
they became funny stones, rubbish. Let's read there. We hear
Ezekiel 22 from
verse 18.
Nti omwana w'omuntu, enyumba ya Isirayiri efuusa amasengere gyendi, bonna bikomo era masasi. Na vyuma na mabati wakati mu kikomi bo masengere ga feza olinyole 19 mukama katonda chavayo gera bwati nti kubanga mwena mufuse masengere laba chendi vamba kunganyiza mu Yerusalemu wakati olinyole 2 ngawe bakunganye feza ne bikomo ne vyuma na mabati na masasi mu choto wakati okubifukuta ko omuliro okubisanusa bwentyo bwendi kunganya mwe ngandiko busungu nechirui. Era ndi bateka wu nemba sanu usa.
Ouli dejage no kunganiza.
A few hard ways to gather them.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
A kunganyebo naba niba sigade no kusi.
All who remained on the world.
Naga no kuangura mbiro bia fengali hiru.
Who overcome in our season like today.
Na kunganya basu wakati mchilaga cha Jerusalem.
The Jerusalem sitom. In the central, we shall have good seated on the judgment seats. And they will bring your uncle, your mother, your sister, and you are with the anger. Pass here. You know, you preach to them, they are big here, they don't mind them. You preach as they refuse. You to wait them on judgment. Don't waste time to get angered over them. In the Jerusalem,
wakati,
in the central, where the lake of fire begins from, Jerusalem of heaven, you don't have any question again. That the lake of fire is where. For Hebrews 12 speaks like this, verse 22-23, they welcome you in Jerusalem of heaven. That's where there is the chief judge.
Abebulaniya esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Hebrews 12 from 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, olwabiri mu 3, n'eri ekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa.
Owulidde eri Katonda omulamuzi wa
bonna, the judge of all, in the Jerusalem of heaven.
Eyemisango egiribeera.
That judgment it will take place there.
So ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
Now on the day of the Lord,
abanoonyi bajja kujibwa mu geyene.
The evils will be gotten from hell.
Barabisibwe ku nsi.
They will appear on this world.
Abatukuvu,
the holy ones,
erafu abayingira mu Yerusalemu,
we will enter Jerusalem.
Nape tujja kudda ne Mukama
waffe. We shall come back with the Lord Jesus.
Barabisibwe tusingane ku nsi.
Appear based on the world.
Abatukuvu abalisinga.
The holy ones found on the world. They will be transfigured immediately. We join with them.
We
get back to Jerusalem of heaven. If one will be left 5 months from the world,
more
will be tormented by angel of death and hell. After 5 months, finished, they will be brought on the chains in Jerusalem of heaven. Judgment will be carried out.
Lake
of fire begins from the altar of God, of gold, in the city of
Jerusalem
God, Jerusalem of heaven. It will be very threatening to reach in the city and you have come to be judged.
And
the lake of fire is boiling on the sides.
Yet you are
to be cast in it. That we shall see when you reach the rim above.
But
come back next Sunday. And we see our fourth point. The things we see in the rim below. The fourth created heavens. We shall see of principalities. Satan and his fallen angels. Those known as demons.
And
they based in the kingdom of the stars. Now they have built cities there. Right now they work with some of the scientists. the principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, those who appear as demons of
Christ.
Their first base is in the kingdom of the stars. But they have another base on the world, in the Bermuda Triangle, under the ocean. And there are many business merchants and politicians, the false religions, and the false prophets, those going under the ocean, and another base, in the underground, mostly in America.
You see base
of principalities, the bases of Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans. You come and know more of those. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.